Now, Hamas has launched at least 65 rockets into Israel in retaliation for Tel Aviv's recent barrage of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Around 30 rockets struck inside Israel, but the rest were shot down by the rocket interceptors. Air raid sirens wailed as far as outskirts of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem al-Quds. Hamas said the rockets had triggered alerts as far as 80 kilometers from Gaza, the farthest of the latest crisis. Israel has called up several hundred reserve troops in anticipation of a possible escalation of the situation. Earlier, the Israeli cabinet decided to step up airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip. Gaza International Airport in Rafah was hit over a dozen times. The airstrikes also hit several targets in the town of Jabalia. It is also reported that a four-year-old Palestinian boy was injured in the airstrikes. Hamas said the current escalation by Israel has led to a third intifada, or uprising, by the Palestinians. Let's speak to our correspondent Ashraf Shannon, who joins us from Gaza. Now, Ashraf, at least 30 of the rockets sent from the Gaza Strip have landed inside Israel. How worried is the Israeli side right now at how the Palestinians are going to retaliate to their incessant bombing of the Gaza Strip?
Well, the Israeli military so far, around since midnight till now, hit the Gaza Strip with at least 24 airstrikes throughout this tiny coastal enclave. Now, the most important thing is Israel's decision to start an operation. They called it Protective Edge. Officially, Israel has announced that it started an operation called Protective Edge. It's probably another war on Gaza. Israel never called its wars on Gaza as wars. They always call them operations something. In 2000, at the turn of 2009, during the 22-day war, they call it Kasled. It cost the Palestinians at least 1,400 lives and thousands more were injured. In 2012, they had the operation Pillars of Defense, or Pillar of Defense. At least 160 Gazans were killed. And now, today, Israel has announced Operation Protective Edge, Kaniz.
Right, so Ashraf, there is that unwillingness on the part of much of the international community to speak out. Israel continues to portray itself as the victim here. And isn't that how the mainstream media is playing it out?
It's true. This is what Israel has been doing for over 60-plus years, playing the role of the victim. Well, they are victimizing the Palestinians for over six decades. For Palestinians, especially in Gaza, they believe there is some sort of international conspiracy of silence against them. They've been calling for international pressure to stop Israeli aggressions and continued aggressive acts, but nothing is happening. Even not so long ago, about an hour ago, former Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh called on the Organization of Islamic Conference and the Arab League and international organization to step in and rein in the Israeli violence against the Gaza Strip. And there is a sense in Gaza that a war is coming up because of the intensity of the Israeli attacks and also the counterattacks from Gaza. So right now we have a situation where we can see a tit for tat situation. Israel is attacking Gaza, and now Palestinian resistance factions are fighting back to defend the people of Gaza. One of the most important things is the Hamas's military wing, the Qassam Brigades, who decided to fire rockets, long-range rockets, towards Israeli towns. And this has probably brought a lot of fear inside Israel.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent reporting from Gaza. Ashraf, thanks for the update there.